Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second, the right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dewey Atkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dewey Atkins. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second, the left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third, the third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Joe LaFatta. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockman. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Lockman steals second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive towards second. Terwilliger catches it and tags LaFatta out, for the double play. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball four. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Westrum trying to get to home. Pafko throws the ball into Terwilliger, who relays the ball to Burgess, who tags Westrum, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. LaFatta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dewey Atkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atkins hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFatta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pafko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta, who is chasing the ball. Rigney reaches third base with a triple. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Atkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaFatta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-1 in the game. Reich hits a line drive into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFatta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall moves to third. LaFatta moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dewey Atkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Atkins strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive towards third. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1. Giants. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaFatta scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-2 in the game. Reich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reich moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Dewey Atkins. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. LaFatta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Westrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.